My third artifact is an advertisement for Ayurveda treatments by Vinod Sharma, who's a self-proclaimed Indian healer, who members of my family have gone to for treatment in Hong Kong. So Ayurveda is a system of alternative medicines, and so it uses herbal compounds, minerals and metals for various different therapies, mainly diet, meditation, yoga. Ayurveda originally comes from Indian alchemy and is practiced today in India, Nepal, also around the world. For me, this artifact highlights the friction between alternative medicines and Western scientific practices, which are both highly valued in their individual places of origin and often contrasted, or there's a conflict between both of them in, again, those places. Obviously, again, I recognize my personal bias here towards Western science proved by the scientific method, mainly because of the ability to affirm and reaffirm ideas through this, what I would call fairly reliable method. But I do find mainstream alternative sciences fascinating, like Ayurveda, especially for the fact that they attempt to explain the exact same ailments but through completely different reasoning, and even through reasoning that is not yet known or fully understandable to me or to the common person. So yeah, Ayurveda is justified through ideas of universal interconnectedness, the body's constitution, life forces, and these are said to be observed and tested through feeling and corroboration with religious texts. Some may find the argument for Ayurveda as insufficient because it uses these concepts that can't be fully understood or even conceived by, again, non-healers. But my question is whether these things are inherently wrong because they can't be known yet. And so, to put this into perspective, if we look at the Western side of medicine of science, the famous physicist Galileo made massive strides in Western wet science through his theories, but they were seen so radical that they were not accepted for a very long time, and even cost Galileo life imprisonment for heresy, which is belief threatening religious doctrine. So clearly this fear for the unexplainable is a key driver in the rejection of alternative and homeopathic medicines, as seen with Galileo. I really think that this fear for the unknown is a big factor for the rejection of anything that could be valid. And so these medical explorations of Ayurveda show that good justification for a claim may be unknowable or not understandable with our given technology, scientific methods, and even, I think most significantly, our mindset, our perspective of how we think about these things, because it really separates cultures from understanding each other. And so this aspect of understanding, communication, and changing our perspectives, I think, is a real key factor to how we can understand new things and find out new methods and ways of science, whether that be through the scientific method, more spiritually. I think this is a big factor in that.